I tell you how I feel, but you don't care. I say tell me the truth, but you don't dare. You say love is a hell you cannot bear. And I say give me my back and then go there for all I care. I got my feet on the ground and I don't go to sleep to dream. You got your head in the clouds, you're not at all what you seem. This mind, this body and this voice cannot be stifled by your deviant ways. So don't forget what I told you, don't come around, I got my own hell to raise. I have never been so insulted in all my life. I could swallow the sea twice down all this pride. First you run like a fool just to be at my side, and now you run like a fool but you just run to hide and I can't abide. I got my feet on the ground and I don't go to sleep to dream. You got your head in the clouds, you're not at all what you seem. This mind, this body and this voice cannot be stifled by your deviant ways. Don't you plead me your case, don't bother to explain. Don't even show me your face, cause it's a crying shame. Just go back to the rock from under which you came. Take the sorrow you gave and all the stakes you claim. And don't forget the blame. I got my feet on the ground and I don't go to sleep to dream. You got your head in the clouds and you're not at all what you seem. This mind, this body, this voice cannot be stifled by your deviant ways. So don't forget what I told you, don't come around, I got my own hell to raise. I got my feet on the ground and I don't go to sleep to dream. You got your head in the clouds and you're not at all what you seem. This mind is bad.
Hi there. My name's Alana. This is The Raw, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. You just heard Sleep to Dream by Fiona Apple off of her debut album, a 1996 release titled Tidal, like the wave. For my show today, I've decided I'm getting into the habit of doing this, and I quite like doing this, picking one artist or one album even, and just playing that, because I think there is something to listening to an artist with focus, right? And like listening to a body of work rather than just a song on its own. So a little bit about Tidal. Like I said, debut studio album by Fiona Apple, released in summer of 1996. The album produced 3 singles, one of which was Sleep to Dream. We'll also hear Shadowboxer and Criminal. Yeah, I really like this album. I think Fiona Apple's an amazing artist. I'm really interested in the percussion that happens in her music as well. So keep an ear out for that. Next up, we have Sullen Girl. Enjoy.
Like this, I don't know what to do with myself all day and all night. I wander the halls along the walls, and under my breath, I say to myself, I need fuel to take flight. When there's too much going on, but it's kind. once my lover, but now my friend. Oh, you creep up like the cloud, and you set my soul at ease. Then you let your love abide. Your grace enrapture me. But well, you know I'd be insane to ever let that dirty game recapture me. You made me a shadow boxer, baby. Just in case I don't come through, I was on to every play. I just wanted you. Oh, it's so evil, my love, the way you've no reverence to my concern. So I'll be sure to stay wary of you, love, to save the pain of once my flame and twice my burn. So I'm a shadow boxer, baby. I wanna be ready for what you do.
You just heard Shadow Boxer. That was the first single released off of the album. It was released right before the full a few weeks before the full album was released, and then the other two singles were released as such, not until 1997. Fiona Apple, this album was obviously her debut studio album, and when she was recording it, she was just 19 years old. And so she was born in 1977, and this album came out in 96. And she describes this as the body of work as sort of like her proving herself, which when you put that in context with the fact that she was still a teenager, when it was being recorded and then released, it's like amazing. You know, she really did prove herself as this sophisticated, highly skilled artist. Yeah, super, super well done. I love Shadow Boxer. And like I said, like before, I'm really interested in the percussion, especially in this album. It's in many ways can be really subtle, which like very much contrasts against her vocals, which are not subtle at all. And so I really, really love her use of percussion, especially in Shadow Boxer. Next up, we have the third and final single off of this album, Criminal. And this single won a Grammy for her in 1998. So again, she was just 22, I believe. For Best Female Rock Vocal Performance. Enjoy.
Cause I'm feeling like a creep.
but you couldn't quite discern me. Does that scare you? Let you run away, but your heart will not oblige you.
You just heard Slow Like Honey. Again, the percussion, those sort of almost wind chimes that just happened a few seconds ago right at the end. I think she does a really creative use of percussion. More on her creativity in a moment, but first, as we approach the middle of the hour, I have a PSA for you. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. So Fiona Apple, like I said before, was really, really young when Tidal came out. And Tidal was incredibly well received in terms of its really interesting use of like jazz and songwriting. But it was also kind of dismissed by the media as a little bit, I guess, naive in a way. However, Fiona Apple still became very quickly pretty famous. And as a young person, that was incredibly difficult, right? Like, it was jarring, and, you know, becoming a spectacle in that way is really difficult. And so she did not love her rise to fame. Which seems to kind of be like a common thing with these young female artists who are super talented, super thoughtful writers and producers, but are not treated very well despite like a great love for the things they have created. And last week I did a show on Sinead O'Connor, and she was a similar age when her first album came out. Similarly, she was really well received, but again, like, fame at that age and without a lot of support was really, really difficult. So, yeah, I think that, like, this album really showed, like, it's a moment in time for Fiona Apple, and obviously it was, critically speaking, well received, but then later in her career, you sort of see a reaction to that fame and the way she was treated by the media, particularly with her 2020 release, right? So she's over 24 years after the release of Tidal. She comes out with an album called Fetch the Bolt Cutter, which I would highly recommend you give a listen. But back to Tidal, we're about halfway through the album, and the next song is my favorite song off the album. This is The First Taste. Enjoy.
I lie in an early bed, thinking late thoughts, waiting for the black to replace my blue. I do not struggle in your web, because it was my aim to get caught. But daddy long legs, I feel that I'm finally growing weary of waiting to be consumed by you. Give me the first taste, let it begin. Heaven cannot wait forever. Darling, just start. Oh, your love.
Its color's richness won't appear within your view. I'll never glow the way that you glow. Your presence dominates the judgments made on you. But as the scenery grows, I see in different lights the shades and shadows undulate in my perception. My feelings swell and stretch, I see from greater heights. I understand what I am still too proud to mention. Never is a promise, and you can't afford to lie. You'll never touch things that I hold. The skin of my emotions lies beneath my own. You'll never feel the heat of this soul. My fever burns me deeper than I've ever shown to you. Suddenly feel like a different person from the roots of my soul. Come a gentle coercion, and I ran my hand o'er a strange inversion, a vacancy that just. Child is gone. Honey, help me out of this mess. I'm a
You just heard A Child is Gone, and then before that, you heard Never is a Promise. So Fiona Apple, like I've said numerous times in the past, like, 45 minutes, was really, really young when this album came out. And as such a young artist, she was kind of remembered as, like, a especially mature or articulate young person, and that her music was sort of like wise beyond her years, right? But, well, not everyone thought that, but some people would say that. But I propose that actually, and I think this would be true to say of Sinead O'Connor as well, is that, like, young women actually have a lot of things to say that are not necessarily wise beyond their years, but just wise. And so Fiona Apple, I think, definitely exemplifies that, in that, like, she was, yes, really young and really sophisticated, and those two things are not necessarily mutually exclusive. I have one more Fiona Apple song for you today off of Tidal. There's two more in the album. The next one is Pale September, but I'm actually not going to play that one. I'm going to play the final song off the album called Carry On, which really interestingly speaks to like the history before the album, but also what her like her career after the album, because it talks about a relationship that is loveless, right? Like the relationship has kind of run its course, and so it's really interesting in that it's very much a forward looking song. So enjoy this last track. This is Carry On.
Won't do no good to hold no seance. What's gone is gone and you can't bring it back around. Won't do no good to hold no searchlight. You can't illuminate what time is anchored down. To sing a love song, no sound could simulate the presence of a man. Won't do no good asking no questions. Your divination should acquaint you with the plan. To go no distance. The space between us is as boundless as the dark. Won't do no good to throw no fist, babe. You can't intimidate me back into your arms. Because decaying in front of me like a carry-on
That was just Carry On by Fiona Apple, the last track in the 1996 release title, All I Want Is to Save You, Honey, or The Strength to Walk Away. Oh, what a banger. Anyway, that's all I have for you today. My name's Alana. This has been The Raw, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm headed out, and I'll see you, or you'll hear me, next week, same time, 2 p.m. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Bill Maher asking you not to let your medical or science education go to the dogs, or rabbits, rats, or other animals for that matter. There are great new ways to learn that don't involve animals at all. More than half of all North American medical schools have dropped animal labs from their curricula. There are also great replacements for dissection and even for advanced medical procedure labs. They're less expensive than animals. They teach exactly what you need to know, and hey, the first life you save might just lick you on the face. For more information, contact the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine at 202-686-2210 or on the web at pcrm.org. Write this down, 202-686-2210 or on the web at pcrm.org.
Que eu quero passar, pois o samba está animado. O que eu quero é samba, este samba que é misto de maracatu. É samba de preto veio, samba de preto du. Mas que nada, um samba como este tão legal. Que eu quero passar, pois o samba está animado. O que eu quero é samba, este samba que é misto de maracatu. É samba de preto veio, samba de preto du. Mas que nada, um samba como este tão legal, você não vai querer que eu chegue no final.
Hi, this is Ian Axel, and you're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.